Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hospital officials said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes hit a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families, as well as two homes. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military says it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is criticizing Israel for what he says is a lack of accountability for the killing of UN staff and humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In an interview with Reuters on Wednesday, Guterres initially condemned Hamas's deadly attack on southern Israel last October that sparked the current war.
But then afterwards, we have witnessed a series of military interventions by Israel in Gaza with a level of death and destruction that has no parallel in my time as Secretary General, and with very dramatic violations of international humanitarian law and the total absence of an effective protection of civilians.
The UN says nearly 300 humanitarian aid workers have been killed during the 11-month-old conflict, more than two-thirds of them UN staffers. Australia will strip medals from a group of military commanders over allegations their units were involved in war crimes while deployed in Afghanistan. A special investigative committee released a report in 2020 concluding there was credible evidence that Australian troops were involved in the unlawful killings of 39 people between 2005 and 2016. The panel said the killings were part of a culture of forcing junior recruits to kill unarmed captives to prepare them for combat. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Defense Minister Richard Morrow said the decision was needed to address the wrongs of the past.
This will always be a matter of national shame. At the same time, the Brereton Report, its recommendations, and the actions of successive governments in implementing these recommendations are a demonstration to the Australian people and to the world that Australia is a country which holds itself accountable.
The report recommended that 19 current and former members of Australia's military were referred to a special investigator to determine if they could face criminal prosecution. A former soldier was charged with war crimes last year. Australia participated in a NATO-led international force deployed to Afghanistan after the overthrow of the hardline Islamic Taliban rulers after the 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States. Unionized assembly workers of U.S. aviation giant Boeing will cast their ballots Thursday over a new contract offer from management. The contract includes pay increases of 25% over 4 years. If the 33,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers reject the contract, and two-thirds then vote to go on strike, a work stoppage will begin Friday. A walkout will be another blow to Boeing's reputation and finances in a year marked by problems in its airplane, defense, and space operations. Two astronauts aboard a SpaceX capsule are preparing to begin the world's first commercial spacewalk. Tech entrepreneur Jarek Isaacman will use a handrail to climb outside the spacecraft's nose cone. He will then spend 15 to 20 minutes in the darkness of space before re-entering the capsule. He will be followed by SpaceX engineer Sarah Gillis, who will spend the same amount of time outside the spacecraft. Crewmates Scott Poteet and Anna Manon will remain in the capsule to manage the umbilical cords that will feed oxygen and power into their spacesuits. The main goal of the spacewalk is to test new spacesuits developed by SpaceX that will be used for future long-duration missions to the moon and eventually Mars. In sports, a star player for the National Football League's Miami Dolphins admits he made mistakes when he was briefly detained by police during a traffic violation earlier this week. Here's Gethin Kuba with the AP.
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is acknowledging that he could have handled himself better in the initial moments of a traffic stop last Sunday that left him handcuffed and pulled out of his car by police officers near the team's stadium. Hill also said he wants one of the officers involved in the incident dismissed from the police force. Hill said Wednesday that he wishes he did some things, quote, a bit differently, end quote, including leaving the window of his car down when officers instructed him to do so.
I'm Richard Green for